Hello there, and welcome to Poor Quality, a show where some friends talk about beer and life and all the goofy stuff that gets in between the two. Each week, the host may be different, but don't worry, they are all guaranteed poor quality material. Join us and listen in as the Brew Crew talks about what ails their life. Now, let's see what they're drinking. Take two.
Here we go.
This time, I pressed record at the right time.
This time with names at the beginning.
This time with names. Hey guys, welcome to Poor Quality, the podcast where you boys sit down over a brew and talk about life. Some joke about ale that Trent wrote. Haha, good ones.
Thank you.
My name's Matt Byers. I'm hosting this episode, episode 2, and tonight I'm drinking a cranberry cider from Titan Cider Works. Titan spelled wrong. It's spelled T-I-E-T-O-N.
You're drunk to write the name right.
Yeah, this is a, 6.9%. It's got this sticker on it, so that's how you know it's good. Also, it tastes like cranberry cider. Trent, tell me, what are you drinking?
So I'm rocking a Two Brothers IPA now called Wobble, which Matt will like because he's wibbly wobbly on all gaming networks. It's a pretty good IPA. It's piney, what you'd expect on the hop front, but it is more malty, not sweet so much. But you definitely taste that on first sip, and it's. It's pretty good. I heard of Two Brothers from when I got a six pack with my brother and we split a six pack and it was nice and sweet, but I don't think I tried this one then.
So this is take two of the beginning of this podcast just because we had connection issues. And the first time you explained that beer, you said that it's got the hops. And I didn't get a chance to say this, but that sounds like a terrible, terrible disease. And it's not something I would, it's not how I would describe something I enjoyed drinking. Anyway, right back to you. I just wanted to say that.
Thanks. Behind the scenes with Matt. it's from Warrenville, Illinois, and it's pretty good. It's got a cute little green geometric design on it, and I'm very much enjoying it. Colin. Tell me what you're sipping on.
I have been excited for many, many beers in my life.
Wait. And throwing what? It to Colin was Trent Safford. That's me. By the way.
The one getting thrown to.
It's your boy, Trent, throws it to Colin.
Welcome back. I'm drinking a Kalamazoo Stout from Bell's Brewery. It is a stout brewed with brewer's licorice. I don't really too much enjoy licorice as a food, as a flavor. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I think I guess the only exposure I have to licorice is probably Twizzlers and Jaeger. Mm-hmm. So Jaeger. Two very different ends of the spectrum. but it's I don't like stouts, but this one is very flavorful. It's got a lot of like. Thickness, not thickness. That's not a good word for beer. You don't want to describe a beer as thick. But
I don't know.
It's pretty good.
I have a question for you. And this would be better if Zach was here.
It would be. He might be.
He might be later. How do you brew? Do you just throw licorice into a barrel of
no,
beer?
No. It's oh, okay, in the pouring okay, into okay. the kegs. It's really big red vines.
So it's just a licorice straw. Oh, the tubes, the straws of licorice. Okay.
Yeah, they just line the vats with Twizzlers or red vines or what have you, and just pour the beer in and just hope it works out for the best.
Yeah, delicious.
On the second note, when I go to buy beer, I look for two flavors I don't enjoy.
Maybe my name is Colin.
Oh, this is bacon and hamburger flavored. I'd love that one.
Ooh, yummy.
Yum, you described two good things, though.
A bacon cheeseburger is like one of the greatest. That's like all I order when I go anywhere ever.
It was a bad example. I'm sorry.
That was a terrible analogy.
But if that was a beer flavor, no. No.
It could be good. Maybe if you said something like kale and broccoli.
Oh, how about broccoli that? Sucks.
Okay. How about you that suck. Flavor? Thanks, Mike. Mike's with me.
Mike, what are you drinking?
We starting this all over again. I'm drinking a Lion and
Cole. Mike, if I can, I'm going to stop you.
Shandy.
Who are you? Which...
Okay. Oh. Why, thank you for giving me that little segue, Colin. My name is Michael Wadena. It is me, as you may remember from last week. But yeah, I'm drinking a Lion & Kugel's Cranberry Ginger Shandy, which is kind of reminds me of the summer shandy, but not as much lemon as it is like a sweet cranberry gingery flavor, as to the name. But it's really good. It's very crisp. It finishes a lot like a Weiss, which is very refreshing, especially now that hopefully it gets cooler here, even though it's like 85 every degrees day. In Nashville nowadays. Yeah, in November, it blows my mind. But yeah, this is, I love Lion & Kugel's, and this is just a great, great brew. Christopher.
Michael.
What are you drinking?
I'm Chris. I'm drinking an Oktoberfest by Sierra Nevada, and I know no beer terms, so
Matt, it's gone dark.
Right there with you, Chris. Right there, you and me.
It's got a little bit of a pumpkin aftertaste, and not too bitter. I'm digging it so far.
Oh, actually, fun fact about Sierra Nevada Oktoberfest, they pair with a different German like brewery every year, like a different one every year for their Oktoberfest. So like that beer will never be made again.
So they're going to have to start.
Oh, yeah, brewed in collaboration with Mars Brawl of Bamberg, Marsboro? Germany.
Way
nice.
I'm totally butchering it. I don't know.
Now, I will say that before you had said that, you've now completely countered my point, but I was going to tell Chris to please look at the date in the bottom right hand of his computer, see that it is November, and pour that Oktoberfest beer directly in the trash, as it's no longer relevant.
Yeah, that's an expired beer.
That's
there,
up 2%.
Chris.
Even better.
Chris, do you want to talk a little bit about yourself so that people can know who
so
you
I
are?
Can know
what
who
makes
you are.
Chris.
So I think what you guys covered in the first two, you talked about your jobs, I think.
Uh-huh.
And kind of where you live and grew up and stuff.
Yeah.
I guess. Should I start with that? That's Is that right. good? All right. Well, currently I am an associate desktop support analyst with Sarah Cannon Cancer Research Institute. In Nashville.
Ooh.
And that was so many words.
Not as exciting as it might sound.
But Chris, you just got a name tag for your cubicle, right?
I did, yeah. Before that, I didn't have a job, I guess.
Are you going as Christopher or just Chris?
You know, it's Christopher on my name tag, but I go by Chris. All right.
Please don't tell me you're one of those people that goes around and you're like, oh, it's either.
That's what I say.
I mean,
that's what I say.
Yeah, I usually say that too.
Oh no!
But
I hate those people.
They're the worst.
That's because Colin can't go by Call.
It's cool. Chris, continue.
Sorry. I grew up in Beverly, Massachusetts, and I've been in Nashville for 4 years for school with all of you guys.
Yeah.
And I've lived with Matt and Mike for, 3 years with Matt, 2 years with Mike, and then Trent I lived with for 3 years, I think.
See, this is the stuff we needed the first
episode. Yeah, I know, I'm just trying to catch up.
When all of us were off.
My bad. Also, Colin, I hope you were a Rocket League car for Halloween, because that'd be hilarious.
I saw you did come back to the chat, so.
That's the only reason Chris is here right now, is to hear about that costume.
Just to talk about Rocket League.
On the only reason that I... The what?
I was going to say, on the wins, you heard me say Rocket League and your ears perked up.
Yeah. See, you guys always message when I'm at work, so then there's like 30 messages that I get to, and it's just way too much to
Why
go
do you
through.
Think we're messaging?
We're all at work at that point.
Fun fact, so am I.
I don't know. Work's been busy lately, and I didn't even get to take lunch today, so.
You did have donuts,
anyway,
though.
I guess that's me. Oh. In a nutshell.
And nice. Since you're from Massachusetts, you run on donuts, don't you?
Yeah, I run on Dunkin'.
I believe you.
They don't sponsor us, Chris.
Actually,
you
can't
say
that. I'm going to have to...
Yeah, you can cut out.
We own that money now.
Well, if America runs on Dunkin', if anybody says it, is it really like a... something we need to pay for? Or they pay
for
us?
Yeah, I don't know. They owe us, I guess.
Yeah, Mike. I'm with you. I guess we can move on. What you said there was great.
Okay, great.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Chris was mentioning Halloween. And so that was obviously this past weekend. I have no interest in Halloween stories, so I'm going to skip right past it. November 1st. November 1st is always... What is November 1st to you all?
The 1st of November.
Correct.
Sometimes it's a
Tuesday.
Sometimes it's a Wednesday. Oh!
Okay, no. November 1st is always bring your terrible leftover candy to work day. And it always just goes on like that center conference table, you know, the snack room. It's always the worst candy that people had left over or they just bought too much. And they bring it into work.
Yep.
November 1st, I work. So like I said, maybe last episode, the company's about 900 people.
I'd like to interject. You know, it's kind of funny. That's what I do.
There's no way for me to transition into you when you're doing that. I can't be like, yes, Matt.
Yeah, you can do that. I had hoped it'd be smoother than that, but this is cool. Just for a bit of context for those not right here right now, I was just furiously waving my hands in the air. And we're all on a video chat, so everybody saw me just dancing around. And it's funny, I do that when I need to ask people questions at work as well. I just start doing full arm-length dances. Ooh. What I was going to ask you is this, and just to spare us all some time, are you going to tell a story about you trying to microwave your candy, and then future you comes in and stops you from microwaving your candy?
So I don't know if that's the thing with you, but I definitely don't microwave candy. I've never done that in my entire life.
It's the only way to eat Skittles.
That's right!
No, never done that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I interrupted you so hard.
Continue your story. It's fine. It's good. So, bring your terrible, terrible candies to work day. And so, my company that I work for is about 900-ish people, spread across four floors, spread across two wings. So, you know, you're looking at about kind of eight different sections, I guess. And so just in our one little section, somebody brought like a 100-ounce bag of those really, really, really bad Tootsie Rolls, like the flavored ones, the ones that are like orange and blue.
Oh,
and
hooray,
they don't even have flavors associated to them. They're just colors. You just go, ooh, this one's blue.
We have those at work as well, actually.
So I look at this. This is like...
they must be really cheap.
This is like 8 a.m. I look at this and I go, surely this is just going to sit here. Nobody's going to eat these terrible, terrible candies. Came back like 8:30, 9 o'clock, 100 ounces, gone. I was like, okay, I'm completely wrong.
Maybe somebody just threw them in the trash.
Hopefully somebody just threw them in the trash.
That's horrifying.
But yeah, so that means like 100 people, roughly, not even 100 people, ate 100 ounces of very bad Tootsie Rolls in about an hour.
Even like normal Tootsie Rolls. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
this is not my kind of candy.
Regular ones are gross,
Colin,
too.
I have to ask you.
Oh, I'm waiting.
Do you remember what you did within that hour, or do you have sort of a lapse? I'm just wondering, can you prove that you didn't eat all of that candy?
Good point.
You know, it's weird that you mentioned that, because when I think about, what is that? I guess that was Tuesday, November 1st, 2016, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. I just kind of get this weird haze, and my mouth tastes of terrible chocolates.
It's weird because there's Tutti Frutti in your beard right now. still, oh my God. And it's Friday.
This is why I asked. And also, all of your teeth have rotted out, and you don't have teeth, which...
Except for some Tutti Frutti really... ends, which kind of look like teeth, but then occasionally you'll pop one out and eat it, and it's...
And they're blue.
Your tongue is also the brightest of blues that I've ever seen.
Oh, it's so blue.
It's so blue. Painfully blue.
Welcome to Intervention.
I don't... Colin, you're a Tootsie Roll.
I imagine I'm not the only person that has a candy-filled office.
No, my office. My office, we've had candy for, like, the past 2 weeks, though.
Candy and
because
beer.
Warby Parker goes hard. Yeah.
They
and
treat
that's
right.
all I've been eating. That's all I've been doing is drinking beer and eating candy at work.
I guess since I'm not working in, like, a corporate setting, November 1st, to me, is the time where if you still have Halloween decorations up, you are... just lazy.
A freak.
And absolutely insane. I was like taking a little jog around the Belmont's campus, and every house I ran by had all these cotton webs and spiders, and I'm like, are you kidding me? It is the Thanksgiving season. We need to be thankful, not trying to scare little children.
It's time
that
to
was
dust.
So last month. It's ridiculous.
It is 12:01 a.m.
Yeah, at 12:01 you can start listening to Christmas music, though.
Well... I've been listening to Christmas music since August.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
These boys, these roommates of mine can attest to that.
Yeah, I guess that just makes me jolly any time of year.
Speaking of playlists and being jolly from music, Trent shared a playlist with us today that I just couldn't help but blast at work all day. It was roughly 13 songs.
Yeah.
I believe the track list went, let's see, Friday by Rebecca Black.
Uh-huh.
TGIF by Katy Perry.
Uh-huh.
Parting the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Uh-huh.
Friday by Rebecca Black. TGIF by Katy Perry. Parting the USA by Miley Cyrus. You're getting the gist here. It was 13 songs repeated over and over, and the last one might have been
Friday,
a Christmas
I'm in
song.
Love. And then also the Pirates of the Caribbean
opening song.
I hate this so much. And I actually boot Trent from this call?
See, I used to listen on Fridays. I would put on a 10-hour YouTube loop of the remix song Why Is the Rum Gone? And just have it quietly playing in my office all day. So that was that last song was a little testament to.
See, I do the same thing. If I just do it with the Taking the Hobbits to Isengard.
Mm. Gandalf Sax guy. Which is really a treat at a half speed.
I like the Careless Whisper for 10 hours. That was my jam. That got me through the toughest of days.
So where are you?
I can't listen to a song more than once.
Colin knows that one.
Which one?
Where are you?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I got at our at my wedding in September. Trent was one of my groomsmen, and I had him all stay over at the apartment, and for some reason we just there was the day of my wedding. We were all getting ready, cleaning up at the apartment and stuff like that, getting ready to go get ready for the wedding, and we probably listened to the 10-hour loop of Tom DeLonge's verse on Blink-182's infamous hit "I Miss You" for about 3 hours.
No. What is wrong with you guys?
What's wrong with you? Why don't you listen to Tom DeLonge's verse of Blink-182's "I Miss You" daily?
I did that in junior high. Every day.
Matt, I'm going to tell you something right now. Don't waste your time on me. You're already a voice inside my yed.
Ooh, you're...
Don't waste your time.
I think we all get it.
Spiders!
Okay. I think I was in love with that song when I was like on vacation in Florida with my family, and I was just screaming, "Where are you? And I'm so sorry!" Like to my parents, and they're like, "Mike, please.
We're in the front
seat. You've sung this 18 times.
Is that and where you're it playing started?
Will Smith's big Willy style in the aux chord. That was actually my jam. It was Blink 182 and Will Smith.
When was this?
Last year.
Oh boy. Yeah, I think I was
last 20, year?
19 maybe. No, I think I can't even recall. Probably like 14 or 13.
Is that when it started, where you would just sing two lines of a song over?
Wait.
And over?
No.
And over? And over? And for months?
Can you give
months?
Me an example?
Yeah,
I'm
that
not
doesn't.
Familiar with this habit.
An example. I can't, and I'll tell you why. Because every time Mike starts singing, honestly, I tune out. Because if I don't. If I don't, whatever he's singing will be stuck in my head forever.
Yeah.
That happened so many times. I think it was 2 years ago is when it started. I learned how to tune him out.
That's a good
last
thing.
Year. And now I actually can't hear any of the words he actually says anymore. Like, he starts talking and it's just white noise. I go blank face and just kind of nod.
I mean, at this point, that's just kind of my
yeah.
persona.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to stop once I get started. It's like a big old party in my head always, and I got to keep myself entertained.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Do you guys want to know a fun fact about repeating songs?
Yeah.
I think for the past year, I've listened to Genuine's song Pony at least twice a week.
What? What song is this?
You know the song. I don't think I can sing
I don't know
it,
if
but
I do.
You know the song.
Hit me with a few bars, because I don't recognize the name. But you have to... Wait. You have to do it just a little bit... You have to do the melody a little bit different so we don't get copyright claimed.
We don't want to get flagged. True. We don't want to get flagged.
Or put... and just do the melody, but then put in educational content, so that way we can pass it off as...
Yeah.
Fair use.
Or religious stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. You're putting me on the spot here. If you're studying, let's do it. Study real hard.
I remember that song. That was my summer jam.
I love that
man.
Tune. Man.
My teachers would sing that to me all the time.
Oh my gosh.
The grade school classic.
My mom's a teacher, so...
It's my second favorite, too. Clean up, everybody, everywhere.
Everybody, everywhere. Yeah.
It beat the grade school charts over I'm Just a Bill.
So, this week, I asked the boys to come up with their pet peeves. I like to run a pretty negative show. Let's talk about things we hate. I know Mike was real excited about this one because he had some locker room gym pet peeves.
Yeah,
that Colin
it's funny.
Is gonna.
It's funny.
Really enjoy.
Yeah,
so.
I'll wait. I'll be patient.
Yeah. So if you'd let me give it to you, then we don't have to try to talk over each other. So here I go, giving it to Mike.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah.
God bless it.
Just this last week, I was doing my thing. I was in the weight room, being big, and it was leg day, like I do. And I'm doing these lunges. I've got this bar on my back. I'm lunging across the gym, and this dude walks in, and instantly I'm like, "Uh-oh, this spells trouble." He's kind of a big guy, but he walks up to this other gym rat, and he's like, "What's up, bro? How's it going, man? You doing back? Good to see, you, bro." I'm like, "Okay, please get out of the way. I'm doing lunges. I'm trying to do my exercise." These two chatted up for probably 15 minutes while I'm doing my thing. I'm sweating up a storm. It's messy, but I make my way through. By the time I'm doing leg extensions, he makes his way to the bench press. And boy, I've only seen this guy in the weight room two times. Only two times I've seen him in the weight room. He is just benching like... He has got two plates on, and he's just bouncing off his chest like... just screaming. He's making way too much noise, like an uncomfortable amount, and literally singing in between reps and just being so obnoxious for so many other people who are trying to just like be quiet and enjoy their workout, because nobody wants to see them looking at each other and sweating when this guy's just trying to be boastful and be as masculine as possible. It was something that I've like seen so many times, and it was like, for some reason it was okay in high school because everybody was just trying to be huge and I was just with my gym buddies anyway, and that place was just crowded with rats. But like this for Belmont in particular, like if there's just one dude screaming and going, bro, this is how you bench press to show you how it's done, man. Like I am just like, are you like, this is Belmont University. You're not trying. You're not, this is if maybe at Vanderbilt, that's more acceptable, but
at Belmont,
oh
the skinner you are, the better.
This is ridiculous. And I think he did like two sets and then he was like, yeah, I'm pretty spent, I'm out of here. I'm gonna go oil up.
I'm getting jacked for my cello. My cello lessons are tonight.
I'm so with you. There was a guy who, when I must have been a junior, he was a senior. So I was a sophomore and he was there. And I don't know if this was just a term my roommate at the time used for him, me and him used interchangeably, but it was Deadlift Dave. And he would come in and just put, like, he was a strong dude.
It
was funny because it was interesting to watch his progress because he would look and be like, okay, he's a strapping kind of guy, looks pretty buff. And then all of a sudden he, like, bulked hard. And you're like, oh, okay, you're a big boy now. You're a real big boy now. But he would just, I mean, he would throw like probably 405, 455, something, you know, respectable on the bar and with deadlifts, but no control of it down, just slamming it into the ground, grunting and yelling.
I hate that. Like, it's understandable because the gym is not a library. You should be able to make as much noise as you want, but holy crap, if you're just like, throw his weight around, it's just so excessive. It's so unnecessary. Control your weight. Hey, if you're listening to this, control your weight.
And clean up your weights. Put the weights back where they belong.
Oh, God. Another
Please.
Thing. Oh. Don't get me started.
I just triggered Mike.
Don't forget to sweat all over everything and then just leave it.
Just leave it. Don't just wipe it down.
It. Don't
Actually,
wipe it.
Can you spit on it before you leave?
Spit on it, sweat That's... on it. Try bleeding. You want to... Bleeding is okay? Bleed yourself
Bleeding's
on
fine.
It.
Bleeding's fine. Well, that shows that you worked hard.
If you're bleeding...
And cry.
If you're bleeding, if you have like a nosebleed from excessive squats, then you're fine.
Just all of the bodily fluids.
So, funny story. I'm on a like acne medicine Accutane. It's like, you know, it's relatively one of the more serious, one of the more serious kind of ones. It really dries up everything. That's why you see me picking up my lips every now and then because I don't put on chapstick like I should and things like that. But
me either.
as a part of that, it really dries up the inside of my nose, and so instead of like getting like snot or like boogers or anything, I just get like these either blood clots or like other things like that. And so one day I was picking at it a little more than I should have, and then I went to the gym and I was doing heavy deadlifts, and I like was at the top, I was like pulling the rep, and I was like, huh, that's a lot of sweat right there on my mustache. And then like finished the lift and I like put it down, and I saw like red, and like I put it down fast and I saw like red hit the floor and I was like, oh, my nose is bleeding a lot. And so I just looked like
just
really metal for a second.
Job, dude.
Went full 11 on that one.
I just maxed. That was insane.
Everybody's like,
yeah. Did you see that? Oh my
Everybody's
god.
Like, is that a PR?
That's
I was like,
when you're
I'm like, that's like 50%, 60%.
That's just a warm-up rep. I feel good. Oh, my face.
That's when you're allowed to start screaming. If you feel yourself bleeding, you can yelling about it.
You can say whatever you want.
That's the man who should be yelling.
Twerp, clean up my rack. Thanks. I'm going to get some water and a muscle milk.
Muscle milk.
It's a protein.
Yeah. Speaking of health stuff.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of things that, for whatever reason, I spent an episode 0 about how much I hate people who walk in hallways and take up the whole hallway and don't move for people going the other way.
And I'm Sidewalk Moses.
Yeah. So we're all on Facebook and I'll be browsing through. And when I see those overly indulgent desserts that are like, put 8 Snickers bars and a whole bag of Chips Ahoy and then a gallon of ice cream and then top that with chocolate, freeze it, add graham crackers and marshmallows. And I'm just like, that makes me want to vomit. That doesn't look good. That looks very, very bad.
I don't know. You add enough salt to it.
Yeah. You know, it's a great last meal.
That's what you gotta. That's what you gotta before the electric chair. Or what do they do now? They do just.
They give needles. You a slice of this death pie, and your arteries are done for in T-minus 2 minutes. Like, you're done.
Sounds like one of those desserts that you, death ever.
It's just one of those you take like two bites of, and you're like, I'm full. That's it. I'm done.
Wow, I ate one bite, and that was an entire Snickers bar, a Reese's, a scoop of ice cream.
Wait. Say Reese's again.
Reese's.
You said Reese's. It's Reese's.
No, okay. I don't.
Which is wrong.
Show.
Am I alone? Reese's?
No, pet peeve. Here's a pet peeve of mine.
I've heard it both ways.
Chris!
There he is!
Chris, you got any pet peeves?
I do, but it sounded like you were ready to go.
Oh, yeah, mine was just Trent.
I'm back to the beer.
I mean,
I'll drink to that.
Yeah.
Chris?
I mean, I've got a few pet peeves, but I have one in particular that has a story, so I think I'll go with that one.
Yes.
Hit me with it.
So I am kind of with Joey from Friends in that I don't like sharing my food all the time, and in particular at work, I had Chinese food like 2 days before, and I was like excited that I still had leftovers to bring to work for lunch, so I left it in the fridge and then came back 2 days later because I don't know, we had lunch provided or something the other day. Anyway, so I get to it, and on the top I had an egg roll and two crab rangoon, and then the lo mein underneath. And when I get to it, it's in a different part of the fridge. There's an egg roll gone, and one of the crab rangoon is gone. Or rangoons, I don't know. Anyway, so I'm like, wait a minute. Who confused this with their food? This is clearly, like, not obviously, I don't know, mistaken for something else.
It was future Colin. He's saving all of us.
Future Asian Colin.
Was he small and Asian? Did you get a picture?
Yeah, it was definitely future Colin.
I need
Colin.
To compare it to Trent's artist renderings.
Colin, can you confirm?
It was me.
He doesn't know.
Oh yeah, what? You're right.
Speaking
plans.
I planned it.
He wrote down the date. He's got it tattooed on the back of his hand.
The reason my hands are below the table.
Anyway, I don't know. I wasn't really mad. I was just very confused why someone would think it's cool to just steal half my lunch.
I would have rampaged
and then close
the
it
office.
Again.
That's the thing. It's not cool.
No, it's not.
Not even.
It's human garbage action.
I mean, I still ate the rest of it, but like I was.
Sure. That sounds right. That's good. I mean, wait. Boys gotta eat.
Was there any sign of disruption on the lo mein?
I mean, no, aside from the fact that there wasn't the egg roll sitting on top with the crab rangoon.
Which is the crab rangoon, that's like currency.
Yeah.
Like,
I know, that's my freaking favorite. I mean, that's my flipping favorite.
And it's
what are we saying?
Why was that
my favorite?
Any better? It's the same.
Yeah, don't mess with my rangoon. At least they left one, but yeah. Anyway, I don't really like when people mess with my stuff.
I've never had a crab rangoon. Give me a size estimate of one.
Wait, you haven't had crab?
A size
Even
estimate?
The person who has done absolutely nothing with his life has had crab rangoon.
Yeah.
So that's your measure of like success, having a crab rangoon.
No, that's my baseline. That's my level one. That's my what have you experienced in life if not crab rangoon?
I guess other Chinese
food.
It's
what I get. No, it comes with every Chinese food. It's the
they
side.
Literally they give it to you before you walk in the door.
Have you had a fortune cookie?
I've had a fortune cookie. Yeah, come on.
I've always wanted to indulge in that crab rangoon pizza that Trent always talks about.
Yeah, you guys seriously have to come to Des Moines because the crab rangoon pizza at Fong's here is incredible.
Oh, I don't know. That sounds like one of those things that you just, there's too much you're piling onto each other, just like you were talking about earlier, Trent.
Sounds like
crab rangoon pizza.
No, because it's like, thing it's like at a PM. Pizza, and then they like crunch up the wonton shells, and that goes on top, and then like the crab meat is just like underneath the cheese, like with the cream cheese.
Sure. Let me explain to you how I'm envisioning it. A regular pizza, a little bit on the greasy side because it's Des Moines.
Insurance capital of the Midwest, Des Moines, known for their greasy pizza.
Known for their greasy pizza, sure. And I'm just imagining them, while the cheese is still hot and malleable, just setting down those star-shaped fried bread boxes. Right onto the slices. Mm-hmm. And then you just take a big old bite.
No, not like that at all.
That, it sounds bad.
I actually thought of a segment name for any time Mike makes a fool of himself. And I think it would be best suited to be called Embarrassing Stories with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so good.
I have my embarrassing moments in passing. They happen kind of regularly. Yeah. So you kind of just have to take them.
Not too regularly.
Trust me.
Trent, tell me about your beer. Yeah, please.
I actually don't know how the name of this brewery is pronounced. It's Uinta. So I think it's Uinta.
But it's Yunta.
It's really good. It's a Hop Nosh Tangerine IPA. And
did you say Hot Mush?
No, Hop Nosh.
Oh, okay. So I heard that so wrong.
Hop Nosh IPA, Tangerine IPA. It's from Salt Lake City. And boy, oh boy, this is one of my favorite beers that I've had this fall.
Is it mushy?
Oh, it's super good. And you guys probably can't see this, and you listening definitely can't. But it's got like a compass embossed around the bottle, which is kind of cool.
Very
nice. Like neat. Does it
and
work?
And then the cap on the inside says, goes well with anywhere. So, what was that?
Thanks, Mike.
Does it work? No, it doesn't, man. It's like a beer bottle.
How would that work?
What was Mike doing?
He got it. He gets it. You don't get it. That's okay.
Trent gets it.
Let's talk about some more pet peeves. Trent, you got any? Is one of them not hearing jokes?
Yeah, apparently. I thought I had another one. Oh, yeah. I hate so bad advertisements that it makes me want to go into literal freelance work where I will say, your billboard is so bad. Please let me do it better. I will do it for free. I will pay you $20 to take this bad commercial off the television. I mean, I'm in Iowa, so maybe it's just like a kind of a smaller media market for these local places. But there's this one for this cable company, and it's all stock photos, and they're just saturated with red. It's so bad. Oh my goodness.
Yes. Yes, local commercials.
Yeah. The ones in Nashville aren't so bad. I guess I get a little taste when I go to the gym, but whenever I'm at home in Wisconsin, they are awful. I mean, I understand that they just local hire employees, but boy.
I will do it for free. If it's going to be bad.
No, I would not do that for free.
No.
Not with what they're paying. Anyway, Mike, do you remember the commercials that played before the movies in Point? The local commercials?
Yes. Yes.
They're all exactly what Trent is talking about. They're so bad.
Yes.
They're so, like, they're for the so local bad. Salon.
Oh my god, the nail place. Holy crap. It's so bad. Come join our nail family. We have red, green, blue. Why would you choose these colors? French tips.
Red, green, blue. Can you believe we have all the base colors?
Need a pedicure? We actually don't do those.
We don't do those here. But watch the following ads.
You're going to have to go somewhere else.
We're actually really grossed out by feet.
We have problems.
Oh,
with
no.
Feet.
Actually, oh, any no. flash, we just do nails.
We only do nails.
I think my cuticles need some attention. No, okay.
So I didn't know. I did not know that you needed to push your cuticles up until like last year.
I think I learned that once upon a time.
I think only girls do that.
What are you talking about?
So look at your fingernail and look at the right where the skin meets the nail, and there's like some
the membrane part.
Yeah, there's like some thin, like
the skin, the cuticle.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt, I'm gonna stop you. You assumed the part I didn't understand was the cuticle. I understood the cuticle. I didn't understand what you meant by pushing it up.
Well, you gotta push it up.
Okay.
Because it grows over. If you're me, I guess.
Your whole nail?
It's not over my whole nail. I'm not a monster.
Well, I know, but like, if you don't push it up, is it gonna encompass your finger and you're just gonna become just some sort of weirdo?
Yeah.
I get that it looks prettier.
Yeah.
Unless it was all a dream.
Yeah.
It might have been a dream, guys.
I mean, hangnails, but
it wasn't
hangnails.
A dream.
I get one like once every 2 months.
Anytime I have a hangnail, I have to play guitar and I bleed all over my guitar strings and it's miserable.
I've never had a hangnail.
It's like when you shred so hard instead of deadlifting where you start bleeding.
And no one cleans it up off the treadmill.
Because you're just like, man. Speaking of commercials, there's something I feel like not scummy, but like really, really interesting that I find about like big sports games commercials. Is that the best way to say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Like the World Series, like the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately after these huge events, they have these commercials for the merchandise of the team that won. And they have this guy in the voiceover saying, buy all of your Cubs merchandise here at ESPN.edu or whatever it's on. But if you think about it, like, they have to record two commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
One for the winning team, and then they just have one for the losing team, both in commercials, but also like all this stocked up merchandise of Cubs world champions and then Indians world champions. And all that Indians world champions, does that just go to like Goodwill? Like where does that go?
I think it actually goes overseas.
Yeah.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so.
Do the commercials as well?
Yes. Entire cultures are convinced.
Are convinced that
that the Indians won the World Series.
Do you guys like my shirt?
Oh my gosh, that just reminds me of when I was in China.
China?
And I was walking around Tiananmen Square. And I saw this guy with a track jacket on. And it had the big Puma logo across the back of it. And then on top of it, it said, PAMU. And I was like, missed it by that much.
Oh no. Oh god.
That's hilarious. So my pet peeve.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go. Let's
please.
Go.
Mine's like super, I guess, particular, and it's not necessarily, I guess it's a pet peeve, but like, I used to work with a guy who was just too handsy. Like, ooh, every time he walked by, he had to, you know, slap you on the shoulder. He had to slap you on the shoulder and, you know, be like, what's going on? Just kind of like that whole, just like, where you feel like you have to make contact with somebody at all times, especially in a workplace environment.
It's not the open mouth kiss that I mind so much.
It's more just the setting.
It's the embrace after.
it's that hug that lasts a little too long.
Matt and I don't even really hug. Can we talk about that maybe?
What do we want to talk about? Do we want to unpack?
No, I would just be okay with hug. And I know you said that, you know, you enjoy being hugged and it's not a bad thing. And I don't know what happened. Just early on, I'm not an overly touchy person in general, I guess, but I don't know.
I know personally, I have some really, like, specific boundaries with like every single person that I know.
Yeah.
And it's I know that it's not like shared. Like with my fiance, I am the most like I always just want to have like I just have my hands on her head. I have my arm around her. I'm always wanting to hold her hand. You know, I'm very, very, you know, I do like contact with her. When I was growing up, my parents, and if they listen to this, I'm pretty sure they will just pass out from laughter. My parents would love to put their arm around me and stuff, and I don't know what it was, but I could not stand. Like, I remember specifically, we were sitting at in a theater, like a stage, or seeing a stage show, and I think it was my dad put his arm around the chair, and I slumped down in my chair all the way to my knees were touching the ground, and he was like, "Matt, what are you doing?" And I never wanted to tell them that I don't know what it was. I just hated. I just could not stand it. But I never wanted to tell them because I didn't want them to like be sad. But now I love hugging my parents. Now I give them big old hugs whenever I see them. Big old
bear. Yeah, so I don't think it's a people thing. What? I think it's just like a stage of life thing. Because I was the same way. Like when I was probably younger, it would be like one of those things where like. You know, your dad might be standing behind you and just tries to do the arm around the shoulder, and you're just kind of like,
mm-hmm. You freeze. You just don't move and hope he moves eventually.
You find a reason to move very suddenly. You're like, oh god, my shoe. Okay, hold on.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No, but like I'm the same with my wife. Like if we're like in the same room, I'm just like, I gotta be touching you somehow. I gotta have hands or fingers or a toe, just something. I gotta be.
Let me touch.
I like the contact. I do.
I do.
I do too. I think you guys have learned that about me too, like being roommates. That's something that I am very like, it's not that I'm too handsy, but like, I don't know. Like contact for me is just very affirming and it like can add to both like a conversation and a relationship, like without really you thinking about it. Cause I give you a nice affirming clout on the shoulder and I just like say, "Hey bud, I like the way you're dressed," or something weird. I don't know. I just
can I say nice... something? You've never done that please. To me. Is there something you want to tell me about your idea think, of my wardrobe?
Well, because Matt, I know your boundaries, and like I feel like since we were and like I know I've known you for so long, like I get that. But that's something like I learned about both Trent and Chris at the same time. But like when I say hi to people, like Jeff, for example, who is a drummer in the band that we're trying to. Do some big things with. He like whenever I say hi, I give him a nice little hello, and then I embrace him, and then I give him like nice claps on the back, and then I touch his butt, and then we kiss a little. But like I don't think that's pretty normal.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's normal.
And you and me, we just kiss. I don't like any of the hugging stuff. I like hands at the sides, just touching lips.
Okay. No. I would like to say. It's a shame that Chris isn't here, because super
he would feel
cuddly,
so uncomfortable.
Drunk Chris,
oh my is god, my Chris. Favorite Chris.
Oh, Chris, yes.
It's Chris, like 20 minutes before he's dead asleep,
and he's got his head on your shoulder.
Uh huh. Oh, Trent, like,
so precious.
Trenty, he's like, Trent.
He's like, "Are you okay? Is this okay that I'm doing this? Is this okay?"
I'm sorry, but I'm just so glad you're here.
I love that.
It's the best.
Oh, I love that about Chris.
So long.
He's so great.
Chris, come back. I know.
But the same thing on the opposite end of that, when Chris is like stone cold sober and like you like little give him a little squeeze on the torso, he's
no. He's like a nun. He like
me?
No. I wanted to say before I started yelling at you about not giving me claps on the shoulder for my wardrobe, that I was going to give you a compliment, strange as that may seem. I was going to say, you did...
No, wait, it's probably going to hurt still. Don't get your hopes up.
This one will be nice. This is going to be nice. I was just going to say, you did read me really well in that sense. that I'm not a really touchy-feely person. I really like handshakes. Just a straight up handshake. Mm-hmm. Just going in, yes, handshake.
Easy, no expectations.
Everybody knows how to do it. Yep. It's cool. The problem with that is that there are a fair amount of people that I know that don't ever do that. They go in for the where you clasp hands. I don't know how to describe this in an audio setting, but you clap hands and you pull each other in and then you slap on the back, or you clap hands, you do a little snap thing and then you fist bump. And every single time that anybody has walked up to me and I know they're not going for a straight up handshake, I panic. I freeze and I go limp hand. I'm not kidding. People hit my hand and it's just limp because I want to do whatever they're doing, but it feels
I'm
so.
With you.
It feels so bad. It feels so bad for everyone because it's so non-committal, and it's just they just come up and say, "Hey Matt, what's up? Hey, it's just, oh,
oh, no. Oh, I gotta go immediately.
Never mind."
I think that's the toughest part about saying hello, because I totally get that. Like, there are people that just want the handshake. There are people that go for that, like, not handshake, but you angle your arm upwards, so, like, your thumbs are connecting almost, and then you pull each other in.
Yeah.
Or you do the little high five, like, it's almost a little slap, and then you go to the finger lock, and then chest bump, and then you touch butts.
And then you kiss.
But, like, it's a different scenario every time, and it's so mysterious. I love it.
I don't know. I've never done it right.
Because of that, and because of being trying to like always make sure I say my name right. Like, I don't want people to be like,
"Wait, what? Oh, wait, this isn't like something you need to focus on. You've been doing this since day, I don't know, like 2 years, three, I don't know. You've done this for over 15 years of your life, saying your name." Your name!
No, but
that's
so, like,
the easiest part of any interaction, foreign or domestic!
But still, I have to make sure I get it across. And so, in
Hi,
that
I'm
instance.
Coplin! No!
Not it. Again!
No! Come on, Colin! Hi, I'm Patrick. Why? You're embarrassing yourself again!
Maybe that's why they're taking your food out of the microwave, Colin. It's because you're a weirdo.
Who knows how long this has been in there?
This is Colin, which I think is that guy that introduced himself as Theodore.
Hey, man, I'm really happy to work here. My name's Theodore. No! Why?
I have neighbors.
You can't do that. You have neighbors, Trent.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I think there's a child that lives directly beneath this room, so I am sorry. Hopefully they think I'm watching a sports game or something. What plays on Friday nights?
That's the only safe place. That's the only safe place.
You've recorded the World Series to watch it later.
Yeah. And I was rooting for the Indians.
Big old, big Cleveland guy.
Hey, you could still probably get a shirt if you look really hard.
But if you go to China.
Future me is wearing one right now.
Oh, man. I'm crying.
Jeepers.
I haven't done a pet peeve yet.
Oh. Please.
So I'm gonna do a pet peeve real quick. Like, I had a really tough time coming up with pet peeves, which is really funny because I feel like I'm always talking about things that I hate that people are doing. And Trent can attest to that. And so can Mike. And so could Chris if he was here. Oh, it was so nice when Chris was here. Even he was just listening.
Yeah.
But
he was just the first listener of this episode.
The live, our live studio audience.
Live audience, yeah. I think I had to ask Trent what some of my pet peeves were, and he was able to
start and rattle them off.
So I'll give you one, but and then Mike, if you can think of any for me that I can't think of, I'd throw them at me. I think my biggest pet peeve that Trent came up with was when I'm introducing myself and I give the wrong name. Hi, my name is Chris. No! Why? If Chris is on a call in the living room, that's going to be really confusing to the people on the other.
And my neighbors. I think they heard that one.
Okay. So all joking aside, one of my biggest pet peeves is anyone driving other than me. That's including people who are driving me, people I'm riding with, and other people on the road. Anybody who's driving that isn't me is just the worst. I hate it. I'm so incredibly critical of other people's driving. and it makes it hard when I ride with people. I have what I've come to know as, and I don't know if this is like a common thing with people, but I have a phantom brake foot.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I'm sitting shotgun, my foot is outstretched and I am always braking mm-hmm. whenever I want the person driving to start braking. And I think I'm a pretty decent driver. I'm a really safe driver when it comes to distance between cars. I don't like to pull right up on people's bumpers. Mm-hmm. Apparently everybody else I know in this world does. And anytime I'm driving with them, I have my foot like slammed on my pretend brake in the shotgun seat, like 50 meters out from any sort of braking situation. I don't know if anybody else does that.
Well,
I think just crazy.
I think that too. Like, I guess it depends on the scenario, because if I am in traffic and I am frustrated, if I have been in Nashville I-40 for like 40 minutes, I need to get home, and I am inching every which way I can. Yeah. I'm not necessarily being aggressive, but like, oh, actually, this reminds me. This Uber that I took in New York City, oh my god, this guy was unbelievable. Like, you know how it's an exit only ramp often?
Sure.
Times, and you're like maybe in that lane.
And
you're sure, like, I'm going up this exit. Psych. Every yeah. Uber driver I took did that, but like cut back into the highway and just ruin people's days.
Oh,
and like
I do that.
Just laying on
every
their
morning.
Horn. Everybody's so aggressive. Like, it's kind of like how Matt and I, when we were going to high school, like, this lot to get into the parking lot, it was just backed up for, like, a half mile.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to just scoot past as many people as you can to try to make it to class, because everyone's late, obviously.
You
got to
break the rules to that parking lot.
So, Matt, as a driver, are you pretty, like, aggressive then, I guess?
No, I mean, Matt's, like, a moderate, like, between, like, he's not necessarily aggressive. Like, he'll voice his concerns with other people, but, like, he drives just safe. Like following the layman's, like not going the speed limit, but like maybe 3 to 5 over, like a healthy amount. Like if he yellows early in the yellow, he'll stop for it. He won't just automatically gas. He accelerates and decelerates with a static movement. It's not just, oh, stopping now.
Yes. And that's one thing I learned from I don't remember. Someone's mom that I was back in like junior high, who just would drive. She would accelerate, pull off the accelerator, accelerate, pull off the accelerator, and then brake off. So it was a constant just rocking back and forth, jamming the seatbelt. So it's always, and just whiplash every single, anytime. Like it was awful. And I just promised myself, I'm going to be the smoothest accelerator and brake man that you ever seen. I'm gonna be
the
smooth
ride of your life.
Jazz on the brakes. Hi, welcome to WO9 Brake Radio.
Welcome to Matthew Byers and my car ride. I will be your Uber for the evening. Let me introduce you to my acceleration. Can you feel how smooth?
I bet you didn't even know we had started moving because it's so smooth.
I can actually show you the parabola of how I started and stopped this intersection.
Here it is. Here, I have a graph. I have a graph here. Yeah. I'm holding it.
Ooh, that green light just turned yellow. It's time for me to slow this down. Now it's red. I better stop. Oh, but did you feel me rock?
No. Would you please just shut up? I'm trying to get to a party. Please.
That's right. And this is Smooth Jazz Radio in Matt's Uber car.
There's no music. It's just you.
You're just talking
it's me,
to me.
Smooth. And no, and it's not even me talking. I'm playing.
He's playing
music.
A recording.
This is a recording of me
with expected responses to people negatively interpreting what's going on
and perfect accuracy to what I'm doing on the road.
It's tracks.
It is terrifying.
Wait. Siri, track number 2. Oh yeah, you're right. I guess I am driving pretty moderately. Really?
Siri, track 3. That blue Acura. Look at it, swerving all over the road. How does he know that? How did he know it was a blue Acura with the license plate of 456BYH? What? That is impossible.
How many of these did you record
right now? You wouldn't believe the number of songs I have on this iTunes playlist on my iPhone. It is entirely filled. No contacts. Just Chris, you're back!
Chris is back. Kind of. Oh my goodness.
Well, it looks like the boys have finished up their drinks. Trent, why don't you start the sign-off process?
Hey everyone, thanks so much for being with here. We really appreciate it. I have been Trent, the dessert executioner Safford.
All right.
I've been Theodore, no, wait, God, Colin Parker.
Colin!
My name is Michael Deadlift Wadena.
Ooh.
All right. He's not.
All right. That's been Chris. That's actually been pretty Chris. Accurate. That's pretty yeah. accurate to how Chris has been.
Chris can't talk.
Oh, all right.
Chris the Ditcher.
Chris the Ditcher. Oh, it sounds like a wrestling name.
Or Monster Truck.
Wanted some alliteration, but I couldn't come up with a C. Oh.
Chris the Crab Rangoon.
Hey! Yeah.
Chris the Undertaker.
Chris Gravedigger.
Monday.
Chris the Rock O'Brien.
Chris, the nosebleed savage, almost.
Oh no. I guess the worst part of the sign-off process is that Colin took mine. I've been Matt, joke stolen by.
Just like we planned.
Well, folks, looks like we're bottoms up. We'd like to thank Waker for giving us the time to crack open our cold ones with their song Gemini from the album This Is Waker. This particular show has been poor quality, but what did you expect?
With a little scrap of paper folded into two, I tore the first one out, but the second said it.